I'm smacking. I'm having cheese. You're eating cheese crisps.
Mm-hmm.
What flavor?
Aged Parmesan.
Are those ones we got at World Market?
King Soopers.
Oh, darn. I missed that one.
You're drinking O'Doul's.
I'm having an O'Doul's. I'm turning this podcast into a party tonight. I'm getting a lap dance from the dog. I've got
that sounds so wrong.
Well, I mean, I have the dog in my lap while we record the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So here we go. You ready?
I am.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. We're back.
We are. Sooner than later.
How long's it been? 2 weeks this time. I think it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Someone kind of made me feel guilty the other day when we were at lunch, and they're like, how often do you Wrinkled Sheet podcast? I'm like, once a month.
I know. Somebody that is really in radio and has a real job in radio and actually has a very big...
Does he still work in radio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought maybe he was retired.
No, no. He does fill-in work for other radio shows.
And he has a podcast he does twice a week.
Twice a week.
Which makes sense. If you're only filling in the real radio world and you don't have a full-time responsibility...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. And we're talking about our buddy Mark Germain, who used to be Mr. KABC, Mr. KFI. He did both of those. So, and now he's Mr. I Do a Podcast.
What's his podcast called?
I can't remember the name of his podcast.
You
right
are
now.
A bad
I'm a horrible friend,
friend
right now. If I'd, wow. I should have been more prepared for this, but I'm not. So just do what I always do. And people go, well, how do we find out about you? I say, Google Mark Germain. And you will find out about his podcast. I know he has a network. He actually has a podcast network, I believe.
He seemed like a very intelligent individual.
Very smart man.
And I really liked him.
Very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he took it to a great kebab restaurant.
You know what's kind of funny?
What's that?
From what I'm finding online, his podcast is called The Mark Germain Show.
That's probably it.
And you couldn't think of that?
That's probably it. Well, I couldn't remember if he gave it a cool name like Wrinkled Sheets or something like that. You
well,
know
maybe
I mean?
Not. This has like the latest post from 2014.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's going on? What's new? It's Christmas time.
We just went
shopping at – we went to Target because you had
yesterday.
Yesterday. Because you had a $5 off everything you buy all
5%.
Day. Oh, 5% off all day long, right?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work? How's it?
Yeah, it saved me $8 off of a lot.
Yeah. But you know the one thing I noticed about it yesterday?
What?
I found that we were trying to find something so it would fall under the 5% umbrella other than going, what we're looking for isn't here. Did you kind of notice that?
Yeah, like we have a coupon.
But let's figure out how to use this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then we go to Walmart today, and shamefully, we found more along the lines of what we were looking for much cheaper.
I hate to even say this on
the
podcast.
I know. It's so sad.
Because they actually had really cute stuff.
For toddler.
A lot less.
Toddler
clothes.
Yeah,
we're buying gifts for people all Christmas.
Yeah.
We got a list that said, we need these things. So that's what we were shopping for at Target because I am a Target person.
Right.
And I think you can always find great, cute, new, kind of cool.
Their bags are so much sturdier.
Aren't they?
Yes.
You're not afraid when you're walking out to the car that all your crap's just going to fall out in the parking
lot. And I
can
reuse it when I scoop the cat box.
See, Target has so many uses.
Crap, they're going to hear this and jack up the price a little bit more.
Oh.
But yeah, and it does seem like a better... But I've always been a Walmart kid. Maybe not as...
But don't you think...
Recent?
Now that we've been together and been around, that Target has like... Seems to be like...
I look forward
like
to
Like things
going,
you find in a magazine.
Yes, I look forward to going to Target.
Yeah.
When it's Walmart, I'm kind of like, I got to go to Walmart.
I got to pick this up.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, Target even has like great... Like their decor... If you like said, hey, Janet, here's $500, decorate the house. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the other thing I noticed at Target, too, yesterday is when you were sending me for things out of your recipe, like go get me 12 ounces of chili sauce. And I went to look for it. And you know what they had? They had one bottle of chili sauce, 12 ounces. And the other thing you sent me for that I, what was it? I would
cranberry sauce.
Cranberry. You said I need jelly cranberry sauce. Boom. It was right on the, it's almost like Target. Do they go through the magazines and go, this is what this recipe requires. We should stock these things. Do you know what I mean? It didn't make it maybe hard for me to find. You went, yeah. How quick were you back? Because I just went, chili sauce, bam, that's the right size.
Mm-hmm. No, it was the cranberry sauce that you were like, bam. The chili sauce, I knew you would know where that was because you're a chili
over
sauce.
By the ketchup
and
stuff.
The sriracha. But yeah, I like Target. I like going there, but sometimes you just got to go to Walmart.
That should be your t-shirt right there.
No way,
sometimes
Jose.
You just got to go to Walmart.
No. We actually,
maybe that should be the t-shirts I sell at my show now. Everybody could relate to that.
But could you make money off of a shirt that says Walmart?
Oh, I don't know. Would they sue me for that?
Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe Wally World.
Wally
maybe
World.
That's not trademarked.
Oh, it was in the movie, wasn't it? Wasn't the movie Vacation? Didn't they call it Wally World?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
I didn't really watch that movie.
Yeah, but that wasn't Walmart. They were talking about a place like Disneyland that was Wally World.
Yes.
Oh, so maybe that's possible. I actually have another question. I know this is one of those squirrel moments.
That's okay. We have those a lot. We need a squirrel sound effect.
Squirrel.
No.
That doesn't work?
Maybe like someone saying squirrel and like a car wreck sound.
Oh, yeah. Could be. All right, we'll look for that for the next one. Because you just took us another squirrel moment. You're talking about the Target bag working so well to pick up cat poop, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want to throw this out to our listeners because maybe they can help you on this. You were saying this is the dirtiest cat you've ever seen in your life.
Ever in my life.
Explain.
Okay, so I had Pooh Bear for 8 years.
Yeah.
Just Pooh Bear. We lived in my grandma's basement, and then we moved to Colorado, and she's a very clean cat. You rarely knew she was there. Sometimes I was the bad one that wouldn't scoop, but like every 2 weeks.
Ooh, shame on you.
And if I waited every 2 weeks, it would
get
a little...
You probably needed it really bad.
Icky. Then, 8 years after I adopted Pooh Bear as a kitten, we adopt Rain, who they said was 8 years old when we adopted him, mm-hmm. but then the vet said he's probably about 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a disaster. I put puppy pads under his litter box because he doesn't go to the bathroom.
He pees around the box
in
sometimes.
The box. He goes in the box because it's obvious. Like, yeah. I went a day and a half.
Do you think he steps
back
in the box and then turns around and his butt hangs over the edge?
Maybe, but then it's like a foot away too. Like, I have like a foot perimeter around the cat box, has puppy pads that are taped down with shipping tape. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And he doesn't clean his paws. Does anyone want to adopt a cat? He's very lovable.
No, because he's so lovable. Maybe that's how he cleans his paws. Because I see him stick his paws in the
he doesn't
in
clean
the water
his paws.
Bowl.
Because if you notice, like, there's whole basement, there's
grainy
litter
stuff everywhere.
Everywhere. Because he doesn't clean his paws. Before, when it was just Pooh Bear, all we had to worry about was cat hair.
Why does he put his feet in the water, do you think?
A lot of cats do that.
Drink with their paws?
Yes.
And why do you think he puts food in there? There's always...
Always. I think it's...
Pooh Bear didn't do that, so it has to be Rain,
maybe,
right?
I really think maybe at some point in his life he was starved.
Uh-huh.
And didn't have enough water, just very malnourished. Because, like, he'll eat so fast
mm-hmm.
that he'll throw up. Or he'll eat so fast and then go to the water, and I think that's when the food drops out of his mouth.
Oh.
He's just... so lovable, but he's driving me insane.
So what can – I'm throwing this to the listener out there. If anybody
anyone
knows, is there anything
owners
that she can do? Is there a training thing that you can do? Is there like something you pour around the cat box that makes them want to stay in the cat box?
Or does anyone want to adopt a cat? No, I'm just kidding.
You don't mean that.
I don't.
He really is one of the sweetest cats I've ever
you
been around.
You haven't had to take on the bill because like – cat litter cost has like tripled. It's not doubled. With two cats, you would think it would double. No, it's tripled because now I'm having to change his litter once, like the whole box, once a week.
I'll help you with that. Let me help you with that. No. I'm serious.
I wasn't throwing it out there for that.
When you start trying to get rid of the cat or put it to sleep.
It's
then
just
we need
hard when you're a career person to have to worry, and, you know, I didn't have kids for a reason
mm-hmm.
because I didn't think I had the personality, and these animals are just affirming that. You start to become high maintenance, and I'm like, what the heck? Come on. Pooh Bear, like, all she wants to do is be brushed every once in a while and fed once a day.
Right. Oh, she loves to be brushed. Pooh Bear loves to be brushed.
I trained her to be – when I first started brushing her as a kitten, she hated it. Oh, my God. I would just hold her and brush her.
And you kept, as you brushed her, you go, beauty knows no pain. Beauty knows no pain. Beauty knows no – is that what you would do?
Yeah.
Did your mom ever tell you that when she brushed your hair?
No, she never brushed my hair, but she told me like
– She never brushed your hair? That explains a lot.
Yeah. she would tell me that I need to brush my hair at least 100 times a day to make it grow.
Right.
Like it was back in that time when that was – now they're saying, don't brush it as much. It damages it.
Yeah. Pulls it out and
yes.
stuff. But that's what my mom used to tell my sister when she – because I remember her brushing my sister's hair and she was constantly crying. And, ow! Ow! Got to get the tangles out. Got to get the tangles out. Beauty knows no pain. Beauty knows – well, then I don't want to be pretty.
Yeah. My mother has never been that girly girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like she would get her hair permed so she wouldn't have to deal with it.
Oh, one of
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
Cut it off real short, just perm it and be done.
So like as soon as my hair got thick enough
–
my hair was being permed until probably sixth grade. And I was like, no, I don't want to have that. That's really not in style.
You had a perm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I've got to see these pictures.
I don't think there weren't a lot of pictures. But I would go. I remember going into the hairstylist, Cindy Davis, and being like, can I get a perm? No, your hair's not quite thick enough, Janet. Okay, next time. Can I get a perm? And finally she said yes.
And this was you were a kid?
Yes.
You were already asking for one?
Yes.
You wanted one?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
Your hair's already like
it wasn't
kinky.
It wasn't at the time. It was kind of thin and had waves.
Oh, like mine now.
Yeah. It was thin and had waves and it wasn't pretty. But now I have really thick hair and if I permed it, I'd probably have a fro. Yeah.
Well, I sent you a link earlier about
hair care. Do you want me to talk about
it? No, you don't have to, but I just thought of that because the discussion you and I have already always had is because you always go, I'm growing my hair out, and then you come back from the beauty shop and you go, well, I had to get an inch cut off because I had to trim the ends. But I go, no, your hair won't grow. Your hair grows. It gets long because you never cut it. That's how it – and then this article showed up about – split ends and not cutting your hair, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it says. It says for split ends, they make your hair feel coarse and look shapeless. Their remedy is trimming your tresses every few months is the easiest way to banish the pesky problem. But when you can't get to a salon, a rich moisture-boosting hair mask is the next best thing. So I do both. You can also take some of the heat off of your hair, literally by letting it air dry once or twice a week. Last, pat your hair dry rather than tossing with a towel. So it's not saying skip that. It's saying if you can't do this, which I do a hair mask once a week because I'm bleaching the crap out of it these days. And I try from, like, I'll wash my hair before I go to the gym, work out. After the gym, I'll only wash the body, not the hair. And then, like, it's not completely air dry, but it's drier.
Yeah.
So well, I'm trying.
You went, and this is not a slam, because your hair looked great in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Your hair looked really good. And even that one day, you go, does this still look good? I thought it looked great. And that was, what, four days?
I went 5 days, because Thursday.
Because you had body in it.
Thursday,
it was all
Friday,
nice.
Saturday, Sunday, and we came back Monday. So I didn't wash it till the sixth day. Yeah, look
and it
at
didn't
me.
Even,
remember how the
and
world
it didn't even
went.
Smell like a cat box.
Remember how the world went when Jessica Simpson said she didn't wash her hair but every 7 days?
Yeah.
I can see if she's got – like I didn't even pack dry shampoo. Like I didn't realize that we were going to be as busy.
Do you have dry shampoo?
Yes.
I have. You jumped on that trend?
Yes. Because I do bleach the crap out of my hair and it takes so much to straighten my hair that I want to keep it straight for as long as possible without having to wash it and then go through that process again. But I didn't pack any of it because I had planned that I would go 3 days, wash it on the fourth day, and then be fine. But we got busy, and you were like, your hair looks fine. I was like, okay, but you feel it.
I know. That's
I
what
felt it. And I'm like.
That's like today when I went, I'm taking a shower if we go out because I, like, my
hair.
It was my hair that felt so. The other thing I noticed last night, we were watching Vlogmas because we're doing Vlogmas as so many other YouTubers are doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not watching our Vlogmas, you should be.
Just go to YouTube and search for Wrinkled Sheets, and it's all on our channel.
Yeah. So we're watching Jenna Marbles' boyfriend's Vlogmas. Julian.
Yes, I always jack his name up.
Julian.
And poor guy.
He made the comment last night when he pulled his scrunchie out of his hair or whatever.
Because he has long hair, yeah.
Yeah. That he goes, it's been 7 days since I've washed my hair. And for a split second, I went, ugh. But it didn't look bad.
Right.
You know? So is it just people that make you go, ew?
Right. Like if you're not working out, if you're not, you know, my concern in Vegas is that we were around a lot of cigarette smoke and like that smell. I didn't want that in my hair. If you're not, you know, around environments, you're not sweating, you're just kind of chilling, it would be fine.
Natural oils and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now this dry shampoo.
Yes. It's just like a...
Putting powder in your hair, right?
Yes, but the good dry shampoos don't leave that powder residue. I think my favorite one that I use is Dove, and it's really good. It just kind of – it's supposed to absorb the oil and also leave a nice smell.
Now, is this something that guys can do too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I was going with all this.
No, it's like hairspray.
It's you just spray it?
Yeah, you spray it at the root.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to absorb.
Oh.
Back in the day, they would just do baby powder or talc powder.
That's what I remember my mom doing. Mm-hmm. She even had some dry, no, what's it called? I just lost the word.
Dry no dry.
No, the product that we're talking about. No.
Talcum powder.
No.
Baby powder.
No, the product that we're actually talking
about.
Dry shampoo. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. Okay. I had a brain fart. It must be the dog lap dance I'm getting. I just remember it being in a shaker powder that my mom would put in my sister's hair. Like, and it wasn't talcum powder. I just remember it being a powder.
Yeah. And I have something similar that I get from Aveda that's like a powder. You can use it right after you wash your hair to provide some lift.
Uh-huh.
But then you can use it a couple days after you wash your hair to kind of absorb the oil. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is your hair lesson from a non-professional for today.
Yeah. Well, and this is just for me to share with people because I don't know much about it, and you turned me on to it last night. The girl that was the beauty blogger that we watched.
Casey Holmes.
Yes. How do you find vloggers like that? Like people that are listening that don't listen or don't watch YouTube? Because I think a lot of people just now are discovering YouTube.
I agree.
Like they're really
just... Most of
my
girlfriends are all into it.
Yeah. So how do you find... Was it somebody that said, hey, watch this one? Did you stumble? How do people decide, oh, this is somebody I really want to watch?
So for me, my previous co-host for Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, Ashley, we used to work together and we sat 4 feet from each other. We would chat when we weren't working. And she was talking about YouTube, and I was like, you watch YouTube videos, really? Like, I'm thinking, like, cat videos or
stuff. That's how I thought YouTube was.
And
like,
she's like,
oh, somebody
no.
got kicked in the nuts. Watch this video.
She's like, when I'm searching resumes, I'll throw on a YouTube beauty girl. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she gave me a list of probably 10 that she really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed all 10 of those. Some of those have dropped. I've stopped following.
Huh.
And Casey Holmes was one that stuck. And then I think you turned me on to BF versus GF.
Yeah.
When it came, you turned me on to Grace Helbig. It's just word of mouth, really.
Yeah. So it's not something that kind of is one of those deals that, hey, all the girls are watching these.
Right.
I mean, that, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
There's so many.
Because how they get so big.
There's so many.
Like, they have millions. Millions of viewers, and that's what I'm trying to figure out what it takes to.
Well, I know 11th Gorgeous has over a million followers.
That's the other. That's the two girls, the sisters, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They're all. That's how they make their living. I'm just like in awe.
I know.
And most of who I watch on a regular basis now are the daily vloggers.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. I don't know how they do it. You've seen me like this morning. I'm like, no.
You clam up a lot during the day. Yeah. Or like, we don't need to share this, but you watch the daily vloggers.
I know.
it's a daily. It's like they hold the camera, and as soon as they wake up, you're like, holy shit, should have washed your face at least.
Right.
You know?
Yes, but, I agree. But we saw that last night. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
My beauty vlogger went, what?
I know. Whoa, what the hell?
No, I don't know. I like to project positivity. So when I'm not feeling the most positive and perfect, I don't want to project anything.
Yeah, but you know how people relate to other people having the struggle. It's like, yes, that's me too. Yes, I wish I – what do I do about it? It's kind of like talk about the cats. Right. It's that same kind of like, yeah, good.
I know.
But if you're like positive, a lot of people go, like, fuck off. You know what I mean? I don't mean that in a bad way. It's like a lot of times positive causes people to like, you're not living in our world.
Right. Like I used to post positivity quotes because I'm constantly reading positivity and like taking that, like reading it and really reading it and digesting it. And I used to like copy and paste them onto my Facebook.
A lot.
And then people would make like mean comments or like sarcastic comments. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have to throw anything out there.
Right. But it's kind of like when we're watching Charles Trippi and his girl,
Allie.
If you watch their stuff, like when she was in the hospital, looked bad, and they were showing that. Or like he's going through chemo every once in a while, and he'll go like
seizures.
And he'll talk about, look, I bloodied my nose, and she kept held my head so I didn't throw up. And people, like, all the comments underneath it are like, we love you, buddy. Stay strong. You know, like, it's kind of like people want to be part of the good times and the bad times.
Well, I don't think our bad times are really bad.
No, not like that. But they're not afraid to show.
Like her telling that her father was in the hospital.
Yeah.
They skim over a lot of stuff. When it's about the two of them, they go into detail. But about the other people in their life, they kind of skim over. I don't know. I don't know.
Is it something that just you've... feel like there's things you've always – I've always been private or always kept like, – nobody needs to know my life.
Well,
or,
like growing up, there were some trials and tribulations that I went through with my parents and stuff they were dealing with. But as a child, I was dealing with because they were dealing with it, right? Well, I remember when I first started and I would try and talk about it, it wasn't perceived very greatly. Like people were just kind of like, what? What are you talking about? And I'm like – this is what's happening. And they're like, oh my God. And they would like freak out. And so I think I just learned to internalize.
Uh-huh.
Like I remember when you and I first started dating and my mother was in and out of hospitals growing up and she was in the hospital one time and I was like, yeah, my mom's been in the hospital for a couple weeks. You're like, what? You didn't mention this?
I'm
like,
no, you didn't, but you didn't mention it.
I realized when you reacted like that was not normal. But I just got used to not projecting.
It's kind of like the day you said, and I hope you don't mind, and we'll cut this out
no,
if
you're
it
fine.
Does. When you go, yeah, I think my mom and dad are splitting up.
Yeah.
What? Nothing leading up to that. Nothing like, you know, my mom and dad have been fighting for about a year now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was
right.
One of those kind of like, I was like, holy crap, what?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden one day, their divorce is final. Okay.
Seriously, remember that? That was the same day. You're like, oh, yeah, what's today? Oh, yeah, mom, dad's day, divorce is fine. What? God. What? You didn't tell me this either.
I don't know. When it's like you for years you see two trains moving toward each other and you just know they're going to hit. So when they finally hit, you're like, well, that
yeah,
was
I saw
a train
that coming.
Wreck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so messed up. I should probably see a counselor.
That's what this is. You're going to have so much counseling feedback on this. So much. You're going to have how to keep your cat.
They're going to be like, Steve,
cat mess
run.
Clean. That's not what my mom is saying.
I know. She's saying, I'm going to run.
My mom is telling me, you're going to run.
I'm not going to run. We are solid.
I hope she sticks around. That's my mom.
I'm not going
I hope
anywhere.
She sticks around.
That means she likes me, right?
Yeah. I hope she sticks around.
I'm going to stick around. Good Lord. Yeah, we have our ups and downs just like any couple, but it's not like we're like fighting constant. We don't fight, really.
No. We
get annoyed with each other.
You get annoyed with me a lot more than I think I get annoyed with you.
I think that's because I'm an older child.
And then the only time I seem to get annoyed with you, and I started paying some attention to it.
Because it was tapping frequently for a while.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's because, well, one of them is like the other night in Vegas, when you go, what are you doing? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what were you doing?
You go, what are you doing? And I was like, we just ate this piece of cheesecake and I closed the lid.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? What are you talking about?
I don't
remember. Are you getting up? No, I'm closing the lid on this cheesecake box.
Oh, that's because I wanted you to get my mouth guard.
Is anybody following this whole conversation? Do you see what I'm saying?
I didn't want to be a bother. If you weren't going to be getting out of the bed, I didn't want to be a bother. I would have got up and got my own mouth guard.
And then say, I don't want to be a bother, but if you're getting up.
Right.
But to say, what are you doing several times? And the way you would, what are you doing? I'm closing the lid on a box of cheesecake.
Yeah, you took it way too specific. Like, what are you doing within the next few minutes?
But that's what you do a lot. You just like,
I know.
Like that, instead of asking or really saying what you mean, you're like, what is that? What is that you're doing? What do you mean? I'm not doing, I have nothing in my hand. Oh, well, if you're going to go, it's like your train of thought has nothing to do with actually.
I know. I should be more specific in the front.
How do you do this at work? Do you do it the same way? Are you straightforward with like,
yeah,
you need to go fill this out or I need this by a certain, you don't just walk into somebody's cubicle and go, what are you doing?
I am very direct at work. I've actually recently been told I might be a little too direct.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to make things a little softer. Fragile people.
All right. But you see what I'm saying?
How
would it be at work if you walked into somebody's cubicle?
And that was not feedback.
What are you doing?
That wasn't feedback from my boss. That was feedback from people that report to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm pretty direct. Especially in email, you can't sense. Like, I'm just like, here you go. But boom. When I should probably be like, hey, how's it going? Nice shirt today. Okay, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I've never had the boss training, but one of the things that I've always kind of seen by good people is a great job up front. Hey, you did a great job the other day.
Love
what you're doing.
Yes.
Keep up the good work. I just have one question for you about this thing you screwed up the other day. You know, that kind of, you know what I mean? So it doesn't go, hey, I got to talk to you about that thing you just fucked up.
Well, I'm not like that. Like, I don't have that tone. There's no tone.
Oh,
like
I know.
That.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't come. I use the attack tone because that's what it sounds
What's
like
happening?
when you do it right off the bat. Like, what just happened with this report?
Right. And I think I don't like the roundabout as an employee. Like, I want my boss to be direct. Well, I've never really gotten in trouble.
You don't like the roundabout, but you go,
I've never
what are you doing? Closing a cheesecake?
I don't know. I just don't want to be a bother to you. To you. You and only you in the world.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be a bother to you.
Well, I don't mind. You're not
like
really a bother.
We rely on each other, and I don't want it to ever feel like I'm relying on you too much. Yes, as simple as going to get my mouth guard because I was lazy that night.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so tired, but I don't want to grind my teeth. So we go get my mouth guard. I should have done it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to be polite. Had you said, I understand, but
point being, when you do things like that on a regular basis,
it drives you insane.
And then about the fifth or sixth time, you're like, just what do you want? Just say
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Just
it's like me being too nice is bothering you.
Maybe that's it. But it's not being. But it doesn't come off as being nice.
Right. Just, but in my head, it does because I'm trying
what
to
are
be
you
like.
Doing?
Well, like, sometimes when you're on your phone for long periods of time, that what are you doing question is different. Like, when I want to be like, hey, I'm here.
Well, I can see that. But sometimes, like, where were we the other day? Did you go, why don't you just go sit over there and play in your phone, and I'll take care of this. And I went, I'm actually uploading our video.
It was at Target.
Yeah, so things like that get taken as, I'm not playing. I'm actually working. So
but
it actually
I don't know that.
See?
I know. I don't know that. But a lot of times, like, you're in political debates on your Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hello. I took PTO all week. You're stuck with me up until tomorrow when you go to California.
Where I will be at Tommy T's Comedy Club.
In which one? There's like a couple.
I will be in Pleasanton, California, depending on what day you hear this, December 10th through the 13th. And then after that, it'll be the December 17th through something. Can't remember that. I'll be at the Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova.
Are you keeping your website updated?
Yes. I need
SteveMcGrew.com.
Yes. So I actually need to delete some stuff. I haven't, you know how you have it updated?
Oh, I hate when I go to websites.
And they haven't removed the past stuff. I need to do that. Does that drive you crazy?
Yes.
Because you are, my website is new.
Right.
And my tour schedule is new to me. I'm all So and you are a person that goes and checks out bands and where they're going.
Yes, I want it to
help
be,
me out. What should I need to do on my,
like, if I went to a band's website today?
Yeah.
I would want to see if they're playing somewhere tonight, where? Future.
That should be right off the bat, the very first
as
one.
As far to the future as they have on their books. Cuz if say I hear a song by a band, a brand new band that I've never heard of. This happened. When I first heard Gloriana, it was like six, seven years ago. And I was like, who is it? I love this band. And like, I looked them up and I found out a month later they were going to be playing in Denver. I bought tickets immediately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So like, say they hear you on iHeartRadio or something. Or
XM
something.
Radio. They hear me a lot on XM.
They go to SteveMcGrew.com and they say, oh, he's going to be in our area 2 weeks from today. But if they have to go through all
and
of 2014 and 2015 and then,
no, I'm only behind by October.
But I'm
October,
just saying,
November.
You get behind by a little, it becomes a big.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see.
Yeah.
And I think it's, people have come up to me and said, I can't believe you've been in this business as long as you have and done as well as you have, and you just now got a website. But that's only because I've had SteveMcGrew.com for a long time. Long time. And you used to have AOL hosted web pages.
Right.
And you type in SteveMcGrew.com and it would forward you to these AOL web pages.
Mm-hmm.
AOL stopped doing it years ago. And I was on Facebook. And I just got where it seemed like everything was Facebook. Everybody was talking about Facebook. How do I find, are you on Facebook? That was the question. So I thought, why do I want to spend the money to do all this website stuff when Facebook is so popular?
But when I go to Facebook for an artist or their Twitter, the first thing I'm looking for is a link to their website so I can find out their bio. Like, so like within the last week, I have done all of what you're talking about. Like, I'll just be like, oh, what's going on? We ran into Chad Prather in Vegas.
Yeah, we need to tell that story too.
So
go ahead and
yesterday,
tell this part.
Yesterday, I was looking up Chad to see what he's doing after Vegas, and nothing on his website. There's nothing after Vegas. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
And I'm sure he is doing stuff because of everything
but
that we were talking about in Vegas. Oh, I see what you're saying. And everything needs to be updated and posted further ahead.
As you confirm
or even
say
this looks like it might happen kind of thing.
No. Wait until it's confirmed,
okay.
But then put it on your website.
All right.
And at the same time, put it on our shared calendar so I know.
Okay. So let's back up the Chad story.
Sorry. Yes. Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm working in Las Vegas. I'm at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grant last week, which I love. I always do rodeo week there, and do it every year. So next year, go ahead and plug this, if you're going to be
National
in
National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah, every year, the first week of National Finals Rodeo is me. So anyway, we're there.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I had seen these girls earlier in the day on the
walking
escalator.
But they're not
walking sidewalks. Moving sidewalks.
Yes.
And they were holding themselves up, and then the girls would surf underneath them between their legs, and they would like exchange. They were just going one off the other all the way down the thing. So That night, we're going to the show, and you say to me, show me how those girls did.
I had had a couple glasses of wine.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm like, we
tell the rest
we could totally do this. So I'm like pulling myself up on the walking or the moving walkway, and I'm like, there's no one behind us when I start this. And yeah, it's just me and you in the whole world. And you're like, no. And then I turn around, and there's this cowboy.
And he says, do that again, and I'll slide through your legs.
Yeah. And I was like, perv.
Perv.
So you like back up to be even with him, and I'm like,
yeah,
what the hell?
Because
the guy just was pervy.
Yeah.
Why would you be talking to him?
Because I heard his voice. And
I did not even hear his voice. I heard his words.
And when he spoke, I knew who it was. That's why I slowed down, went, are you Chad?
Yes. I heard you say, and then you guys have a common friend.
Uh-huh. Cowboy Bill Martin.
Yeah. And I nothing was registering. And I finally walked back to you guys, and I was like, what's going on? And you're like, this is Chad.
No. I said, let me introduce you the way you will know who this guy is.
Yes.
And that's what I said. The way you will know.
Yes.
This is Chad Prather, YouTube star.
And I was like, YouTube star?
Because you've actually never met like a YouTube mm-hmm. celebrity.
That, no.
I mean, that's what if that's what they're famous for. You know?
Right. And I'm like, I love YouTube. And I wasn't buying it. Like, I'm so apprehensive because there were a couple times in my life when someone would pretend to be
somebody else.
Yes. And they weren't at all. Like, I knew it.
Like, you were told, because you had to explain the story again. Somebody told you one time, hey, you got to come down to this bar. Such and such from a boy band is here.
Yes. Ryan Cabrera is here in Branson, Missouri in a limo. And I got up, drove 20 minutes, which is a long way back in the day, and I'm like, where is this guy? Well, he's still in the limo. Well, you called me 40 minutes ago and he was in the limo. Well, he's still in there. And I was like, okay, can we go in there? And they're like, yeah, I'm sure we could. So we get permission, we go in the limo, and I sit in front of this guy, and I was like, I knew what Ryan Cabrera looked like. He didn't know.
He didn't even
semi. He was some guy that rented a limo. His daddy probably owned the limo service.
And he looked nothing like the guy?
Nothing at all.
But you told me you had specific questions designed.
Yes. So I asked him questions, and he was just kind of oblivious and acted annoyed that I was even talking to him. And I'm like,
and so this is what she did to Chad.
Like, and she did say,
I had a couple of cocktails. So in her cocktail,
I probably would not be ballsy personality to do
she,
this.
She gets right up, like right up in his face, and goes, "And what is one of your bits?
What is one of your biggest videos that you're known
yeah,
for?"
Yeah, and you did it with such like prove to me
you.
Because like I've been through this shit before.
Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me. What? And he goes, unapologetically Southern, and you went, "Oh my god!" If you could have seen her face, it actually like somebody flipped the switch on a light bulb. You went, oh, it is you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fangirled.
I did. But we got him in our vlog. That was my idea.
Mm-hmm. What was
I was
your
like,
idea?
Let's vlog. Do you mind being in our vlog real quick? And he didn't. He was great.
He's very cool about it.
Such a gentleman. He is so nice. Today was his birthday.
Happy birthday, Chad.
His wife joined him in Vegas today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And they just love each other so much. They post lovey stuff. And aww. I was like, oh. Yeah. Chad Prather.
Yeah. And the cool thing was, I mean, for somebody that we just met, he said, I wrote him on Twitter and said, do you want to be on my podcast? And he said, oh,
absolutely.
For sure. Here's my phone number. Let's do this. That's very cool. I mean,
he's great.
Yeah,
I really like him, and I think you guys would have a great podcast because you have very similar views about the world.
Right. I can see he and I both going, damn straight, that's what we need to do. Damn right, that's what America needs to be.
Does he cuss?
Oh, I don't know. I'm saying that's me.
Oh.
I haven't watched all of his videos. I should go back and I've watched. Yeah, you share them. You share them.
I'm the one that shared you. Remember, you were like, "Who is this guy?"
Yeah, you turned me on with the pull up your pants video
yes.
or whatever that was. That was the first one you
yes.
showed me.
Crazy.
And what a small world. It's just a very small.
Such a small world.
But was it made it weirder, like you said, was we were the only two people we thought were on that moving sidewalk.
And then all of a sudden, there's a cowboy. Which, during it afar, there's cowboys everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it's just like, what? Whoa.
Yeah. So while we were out in NFR, National Finals Rodeo, I did a podcast while I was out there called The Bold and Belligerent. And I want to give a shout out to those guys at the Bold and Belligerent.
And they let me tag along, which was really nice of them.
Yeah. And I warned you, it was a very, very wild podcast.
It is.
What'd you think?
It was kind of, you know, it was what I expected until the end.
Four guys?
Yeah, four guys sitting around, you know, every other word, there's a cuss word and like.
The topics and that kind of stuff.
Four very different personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I ever got the chance, but I wanted to be like, how long have you guys known each other? Like, those personalities would not typically mix unless yeah. you've been friends for a long time.
Well, they're friends and family. That's what it is.
That makes sense now. Yeah. And they were really nice. I really liked their studio. Great home studio.
Amazing studio.
Amazing. What are you doing? We need to be... I know. At this.
I always thought this was kind of a nice studio, and people that have been here went like, wow, you have a nice setup, you know, because of the good mics and the mixer Mm-mm. board. After you go to their in-house, it's like they took a room in their house and turned it into an actual radio station.
Instead of an office, it's now a studio. And they like have a TV that you can like...
Read comments on the board. People comment on the board, then call up articles to read them while they're on the air. And they took the doors off the closet. That's what I thought was so funny. They took the doors off the closet and turned it into a seating area for guests.
I was sitting in the closet.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to Bold and Belligerent, it's not for everybody. But it is a good podcast. It is one of the ones that I like and I listen to and it's right up there with the guys.
It's a guy's podcast.
It's a guy's podcast.
It really is.
And to close it out, they do a thing called Dice of Doom.
Which I was not, you know, I was editing one of our vlogs and not completely paying attention. And then all of a sudden they start talking about shooting paintballs at someone. And I'm like, are they going to hurt Steve? My initial thought is, oh, you're a guest on our podcast. So we get to do this to you. And I'm like...
I was like, holy crap, what's
going
on? He
doesn't have health insurance, what? He's self-employed, what are you doing?
So they do caning, you could roll the dice, one number gets gets smacked in the back with a cane, one is paintball with a paintball gun, which actually leaves
holes
and scars.
They do that in the house. So you can hear it over their podcast.
Yeah, and somebody, when you roll the dice, goes, oh, I hope it gets hot sauce in the pee hole. I don't know what that's about.
I think it was hot sauce in the pee hole.
That's what it said on the screen.
I think it was just hot sauce. But yeah.
So I don't know.
But it was like in a coffin.
Yeah. It's the worst stuff ever. But anyway, the dice ended up on taser. Yeah. Actual taser.
Yeah. And I have never been in person with a taser.
And you've never seen it like that?
No.
I've never tased anybody before.
So the thing is they take turns, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And Liam, what? L. The guy that, okay. Anyway, the guy that, it's his house. It was his turn.
Oh, now I'm going to feel bad. I can't remember his name. He loves our podcast, too.
I bet it's on your phone.
Okay, I'll look it up real quick.
So as you're looking that up, it was his turn, and when it's his turn, they don't do it to the guest. The guest gets to do it to them.
Yes.
Now, what happens when there isn't a guest? Is it just that—
They do it to each other. I think they, you know, all the contests that they do, like the other contests, I think the winner of the day.
It was insane. So it was his turn, and he actually rolled the dice and got to choose. And he chose the taser in the butt.
So I had to taser him. And it was so bad, we actually videotaped it. There was blue flames.
His name's Lorne.
Lorne. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Lorne. But I didn't want to be wrong on the podcast. And he's going to be so bad that I spaced on his name.
Lauren, it was on. It was just like the game you guys played before that, where you had 5 seconds to think of.
When you're on the spot, you're on the spot. That game, yeah, I am. That game was horrible at that.
Yeah. So there's four guys. They're all very different, and Steve got to tase Lauren in the butt.
So it's great.
And it's on our vlog if you want to see it. Oh,
that's right. Go check it out on our vlog. Was that day something? I can't remember. But check out the video. I think
it's called Taser in the Butt.
Taser in the Butt.
The same day that we met Chad Prather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It was crazy. So our Vegas trip was quite fun.
And we'll be doing it again next year.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Vegas wears me out. Like, I remember the last time I was in Vegas just being worn out. It's just...
Too much walking, too much stuff, too much visual stimulation, noise.
By the end of the trip...
Too much whole bottles of alcohol from ABC?
No, I didn't... Okay. Wait a second. That was like a wine cooler.
You drank the whole bottle.
But it was like a wine cooler. It was...
In a size of a wine bottle. Don't say, a wine cooler makes it sound like
it was
like
the size of a... Not a small Malibu bottle. Not the big one. And it was Malibu brand, but it was the spritzer sparkler thing. Uh-huh. And it's like a wine cooler. It's not even... Anyway.
You got a little buzz that night, though.
Well, then I proceeded to drink more when we got to the club.
Uh-huh.
But I was good and cut myself off at an appropriate time. No one got sick. Everyone sustained themselves throughout the night. I may have been a little annoying to my sober boyfriend.
You couldn't figure out how to work. I forgot about this. We were going to take the tram down to Gilly's. Are you making the face like I shouldn't tell this story?
No, you can tell it.
You sure?
Yep.
We bought tickets to get on the tram. She put the ticket in. The gate opened. And then it...
It closed.
Closed.
I didn't go.
Because she didn't go.
I didn't notice that it opened.
When you pulled the ticket out, that's the signal that's got... You should go through the gate. When you pulled it out...
I was waiting for trumpets to be like, Princess, you can...
Princess, you
tram.
May go now into the tram. Yeah,
that didn't happen.
So the $5 ticket...
Turned into 10, right?
Yeah.
Or did I
no,
jump it?
No, it would have. No, you didn't jump it. We just waited. And since we figured out what you did wrong, I said, all right, as soon as I put my ticket in, you go. And I had to push, go right this so we both can go through. You were a little slow in your timing and movements and everything. You just kind of when we were trying to buy the tickets, you were like, which train are we going? What stop is it? Which stop? We're going down to Harris. Which stop is Harris? Okay, we're going to Harris. Okay.
And which had no difference.
Which stop are we? Harris! We're going.
But it didn't make a difference when you were buying the ticket.
No, not really. Not at all. Didn't make the... It was
fun. That was probably the peak of my drunkenness.
True.
And then it got better. I danced it off.
And then you said, I wasn't that drunk. My hands never went above my head while I was dancing.
But the shout song. You have to ever shout. Raise your hands up and shout. You have to do that.
All right.
Wow.
But your hands went up above your head. That's my point. That was my... You just agreed with me and we're okay with it then.
I had my first fresh White Castle that night.
Yes! Thanks for remembering that too.
Yeah, I was there.
You had your very first White Castle made, from the grill, not the... Because
you could buy the frozen ones here.
Then they've never been as good, because I've bought those myself, because I love White Castle. What'd you think?
It was really, really good.
Really good.
It would be bad if there was one here.
Oh.
And one of my friends, who I work with now, she lived in Missouri for a short time and lived in Oklahoma for a while, and she was like, you've never had White Castle? Well, we didn't have White Castle... That I know of. My parents never took me.
You had
me.
Crystal, didn't you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Crystal Burger in the South is almost exactly like White Castle.
No.
Crystals are all over the South.
Not that I know of. Not, maybe as a child. No, we didn't have one in my small town or in the town close that I was aware of.
Or you just might not have been on your radar.
My parents' radar, yeah. Yeah. So I was like, no, I haven't. She's like, wow, I had those all the time when I lived in Missouri. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's where the whole like concept of sliders came from for everybody. These little tiny, they've always been, White Castle and Crystal both were the little tiny.
Love them.
Just the little bite-sized burgers.
Mm-hmm. You have to have cheese.
Which you didn't know until just recently too, that Good Times had Bambino burgers.
Yes. And I was so excited until the last time I got one and it tasted like it wasn't meat. It tasted like it wasn't meat. Like there was something, I was like, no, this isn't right. Something is wrong with this.
And you've never been back. No. You didn't give them a second chance. Mm-mm. Or you didn't think it might be just that location that maybe wasn't a good one?
No, I try to avoid fast food. So, and if a fast food place gives me a reason to avoid them.
You're like, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes. Jesus has taken the wheel.
Jesus, take the cheese.
But I can't say that's always true because I've been to Taco Bell's that have jacked up my order. And I will
go back.
Freaking Taco Bell.
How many times have you and I been to Taco Bell and gotten the exact same thing?
Every time.
And it depends on where they make it, on the size
it's
of it.
So different.
On the size. Like
sometimes if I get the loaded potato griller, I need one. Other times, I need two. And sometimes if I order two, it's like, oh my God.
And sometimes a little tiny potato griller will come out and go, that's a burrito. Yeah. They've made that thing look like a burrito.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it is. It really depends. But all places are like that. Sonic is that like that. For the longest time, I was obsessed with their breakfast burritos and their grilled chicken wraps.
Oh, so good.
And I would know which Sonics to go to get the good grilled chicken wraps and which Sonics to go to get the good breakfast burrito.
Because they did that exactly what we were just talking about, making the size of it or what they used. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. So weird. It's so not healthy.
And speaking of fast food, Taco Bell's breakfast must be doing well.
Because they have a new
Because they have a new item. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they've gotten rid of something. No, they've actually added to the menu. So people must be really liking the Taco Bell breakfast.
I am avoiding the Taco Bell breakfast. I had a phase there, and then I was like, why am I gaining weight? I don't understand.
Because it was 1,000 milligrams of
fat.
And fat and salt. That day we did the Taco Bell taste challenge on our video channel.
We didn't eat the rest of the day.
No, but we bought every product that they have on the menu.
And two of one, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, so We didn't just taste them and throw them away. Like, you go to a wine tasting, you take a sip of wine, and you spit it out in your little bucket. We taste tested and went, let me finish this burrito. Let me finish that. Yeah. So we ate, like, what, 6-8 products at least?
So bad.
And all those have to have 1,000 or more milligrams of salt and fat. It was no wonder we were both like, I am bloated. I don't want lunch. I don't want dinner. I may not eat tomorrow.
I didn't eat the rest of the day. I think you had something little at the end of the day. But yeah, I think that was the last time I had Taco Bell breakfast.
Because it's just too much? Mm-hmm. That was your version of, I can never have tequila again?
Yes. And on our last podcast, we talked about the ketosis diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, crazy enough, have a girlfriend that listens to the podcast who this week...
What's her name?
I'm going to build up.
Okay.
This week, she reached out to me and said she was finally listening to the last podcast, and she is actually fully using the ketosis diet. Her name's Kim Eden. She's been on the Two Girls and Bottle of Wine podcast, and she is like fully into it. She's like, I can tell when my body is in ketosis because I'm peeing every 45 minutes. She goes into the doctor or a dietitian once a week and gets everything checked. And she, like, her daughter posted a before and after photo, and it's just amazing.
Now, isn't this the diet you're on or supposed to be on, or you're partially on?
I'm loosely following it. Yes.
Were you told to loosely follow it, or did your doctor go, this is what you
should do? She said this would be the best option, but I think I would have to sign up with her to come in once a week to really do it. Because they have to make sure that you're doing it healthy style.
Oh.
But Kim was awesome enough to share with me her food list. So I can stick to that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm happy. I'm still down about 8 pounds. Thanksgiving.
Vegas didn't kill you.
Thanksgiving, you know, I was down 8 pounds. Then I went... did the Thanksgiving thing, and then I got back down to the 8 pounds down, and then I went to Vegas, and gained just 3 pounds, which was not bad. And then this morning, I'm just down 7 pounds. So I've got one more pound to go to where I was. Yay. And then I continue on.
Yeah, they continue and it'll on be, your journey.
It'll be better when I get back into my normal routine next week, because that's where I work out. And, you know, I'm at work all day and I'm just sitting and I don't eat as much. But, like, you know, hanging out with you, I've gotten better. I've gotten better. You have to admit that.
Yeah, I've gotten better.
Yeah.
Because you make me better.
Oh,
you complete me.
Heart.
You had me at, hey, do you want to eat some of this? Hey, do you want to get Taco Bell? You had me at, hey, look, White Castle.
The night we came back from Vegas, I was like, this is my last hurrah before I'm back on good. And we came home to quite the mess, and we had to clean it up. And afterwards, I was like, let's go to Taco Bell.
By quite the mess, you need to explain.
We have a 16-year-old dog who is going senile,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't understand the difference between outside and inside.
Yeah.
And if you've listened to Two Girls, you know
I talked about it. If you poop, don't walk in it.
He doesn't even notice when he walks in his own.
He's just la, 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 yeah. la, la.
So that's what we came home to. Yeah.
We came home late at night, like 10, was it 10, 11,
yeah,
something
I was
like
exhausted from Vegas.
And you had to go, give me the bleach, go get the bleach, get the mop.
I get in the zone
take
when it comes to
I had to take
cleaning.
Him. I had to take him
to bathe
and bathe him.
I can't bathe him. I can't.
Can't?
No. But I can clean up after him.
Yeah.
A lot of girls could not.
No, they couldn't. And I told you, I appreciate
thankful.
That.
Yes.
We'll wrap up the podcast with this.
Oh.
But, because we're almost.
Cutting me off?
No. What are you saying?
Are you cutting me off?
No, no.
No.
I was just going to say, to wrap it up with the dog talk,
mm-hmm.
is that he is 16. I took him to the vet after all of this. And Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald from the Animal Planet, you may know Emergency Vet was the show for people that are listening.
Yes.
Great vet. Kevin runs all these
great
tests.
Great guy.
Runs all the tests on you. He goes, his heart is great. His lungs sound beautiful. Let's run some tests on him. I get the call back from Kevin. His blood's good. He mm-hmm. doesn't have diabetes. His kidneys are pretty good. He goes, he has a little lower liver function, but that's what you expect from a dog 16 years old. He goes, this dog is really pretty healthy, but he's going senile.
Yeah.
He goes, I can tell by his actions and the way he walks. And he goes, if you touch one foot, he raises the wrong foot. He's like, his neurological stuff is kind of, you know. So he goes, this dog is not just going to die on you. He's going to be one of these dogs that breaks your heart because you're going to have to make the decision.
Right.
And I go, I won't be making the decision.
Right.
And so Kevin and I talked about it because Kevin has an old dog too, Yoda.
Yes. Who is also about 16.
Yeah. And Kevin's dog is blind and deaf. And he goes, sometimes you become the caretaker.
But Kevin's lucky because
he's
dog
a vet.
Because
he's a vet.
And his dog is tiny.
Yeah.
Like it's a tiny dog.
So I came home to you and I told you that. And I said, what do you want to do? Do we need to talk about it? And
No.
We don't
really
talk about it.
This dog has been around much longer than I have. If new girl comes in and says, hey, let's get rid of the dog. Like, that's so
you're
horrible.
Like, bitch, you're out of here.
Yeah. I know that was a test and I passed.
You passed it with flying colors.
But, you know, I come home and have to deal with that stuff. It's very stressful.
I know. And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So,
but he's doing good. You probably hear him walking on
it. He walks
right
around
now.
All the time. And like you said, the vet said, this dog is healthy mm-hmm. other than
He's
basically
running our
got
floor.
Doggy Alzheimer's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. We love him.
Yeah.
We do.
All right. And we love you guys for listening to us. We appreciate
yes.
it. So tell them how to find us.
You can find us on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets, Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one, on Gmail. If you want to send us an email, you know, give us some guidance on what you like listening to, you know, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one at gmail.com. We're on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's about it.
Covered it all. Steve McGrew.
Pink Barber 27. Yeah. And I always say just Google Steve McGrew and for all the other stuff.
Yes.
But we would love feedback on this show.
Yes.
Any type of feedback you got about caring about older dogs, cleaning up after the cat, if they're yes. tricked to a cat and cat box. Just,
or if you want to adopt a cat. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All that stuff. Just let us know.
Bring
all right. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.